first night. Turning in a circle, Alcoran looked for his teacher. It was night. Behind the stones, he saw the other dancers crouching. Behind them, the cypress trees. And yet at some level, he could also see the congregation of the faithful in the courtyard in Cordoba, where he was standing, turning, his eyes blank, his mind on fire. Eventually, the obvious, which seemed invisible, will be seen. Wearing the skeleton of an owl, Ziryab hovered in the trees. His head, too big for his body, tilted to the side. Pleading at the same time he laughed, his arms were extended, his hands and fingers flicking in flight, shaking something free. His eyes, dark pools, filled with pain and love. Stopping, his voice careful but insistent, he said, "They came from the desert to destroy the works of the Mother. The scimitar became a sword. The dancing veils of the sacred priestesses became barriers against the feminine. But understand," he floated backward into the air, "it is with the blessing of the Mother that we exist at all." Climbing upward, his heart stretching toward his friends, his arms the wings of an eagle, Alcoran settled on a stone ledge above a sheer precipice. "Blackbird like me," Ziryab smiled welcome. "This is the cave of creative light. See the Cimmerian stream?" He pointed downward. "See the Taifa ibn Masara?" He pointed behind and above Alcoran. His face old and wrinkled, yet like a child's, Ziryab's voice echoed from the cliff. "So now the jester brings the rings which Mary and Jesus danced across the bridge on phantom wings, the grail, the body lanced. Cold fire. The echo of a cave tilting the world, a huge shadow, bear or dragon, Karabla brushed his heart. Struggling to focus, Alcoran found himself in the courtyard of the dance. He was facing the Dolmen Kaaba, the waters bubbling in dark light. Christian of Nubia, standing now, her hips swaying forward, open, was inviting him. His heart ached as the attention of the other dancers steadied his body. She whirled up, rotating slowly. Worlds faded. His heart swelled. A tear caught in his throat. He wanted to hold and protect the Nubian princess, the slave priestess of Isis Oshawa. He wondered whether her heart broke toward his, as his broke toward hers, in uneven rhythms.